much for meeting with us this afternoon. Clearly, we are late, for which we apologise for that. But of course, it gives us the opportunity to meet with the friendship group. One of the significant things of our Parliament is the use of the parliamentary friendship groups to improve the relations and maintain the relations with other parliaments. This is not done necessarily directly by the parliamentary friendship group as such, but is done more so through the ambassador. And so, in my role as a presiding officer, and I'm not trying to give our ambassador another role here, but we encourage the ambassadors and the high commissioners, as they are from Commonwealth countries, to meet with our parliamentary friendship groups and develop the relationship with Parliament. And that is a different and a special relationship from the relationship that they have with the government of the day, with the executive, with the ministers who make up the executive. And we find it, my experience has been, that the parliamentary friendship groups find it very rewarding indeed, and so do the ambassadors, that they can build that relationship, because it gives the ambassadors... Are we going to translate?
No.
No. All right.
Required,
all right. I'll
that's up to you.
Okay. If we need anything, we'll ask you.
Sorry, I should have. We find, for example, that this enables the ambassadors in particular to engage with committees of the parliament, and I think particularly there of our Foreign Affairs Committee, which is one of the preeminent committees of the parliament. It is so important, that relationship, that each year the presiding officers, that's myself and the Speaker of the Lower House, we host a special Christmas drinks for the diplomatic corps on behalf of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, I don't know if that happens in other parliaments, but it certainly indicates the importance of the friendship group. And whilst the friendship group and the ambassador might not don't have a weekly meeting or even a monthly meeting, it is on an as-needs basis. And of course, it does offer the opportunity when the ambassador has distinguished guests in town to invite members of the friendship group to meet with the distinguished guests from their country. So the friendship groups, whilst not necessarily being vibrant in the sense that they're active every day of the week out there beating the drum, drumming up business, they're important as a vehicle for the relationship between the Parliament and the local representative. And I would trust that with our new ambassador, that this sort of relationship can be developed through the parliamentary friendship group here. And I'm not trying to, as I say, define the ambassador's role. The ambassador will do that very well herself. But if that is to be the choice of yourselves and the ambassador, then I highly commend it. And of course, as you are sitting with me now, just bear in mind that there is a group not dissimilar to yourself of your counterparts back in Australia who probably operate in a not dissimilar way indeed. So I'll leave it there. I think I've said enough for a while.
Thank you, Senator, for your visit. As I already told you, we have some absents here because they are working in other committees. But anyway, afterwards, we'll meet with the Foreign Affairs Committee. belong also, no, Professor Pedro Lintz does not belong to Foreign Affairs Committee, but Pedro and Pedro Silva Pereira and Carlos Pasco belong, so we'll meet again. Anyway, what you described about the functions or the mission of parliamentarian friendship groups, it's almost the same here in Portugal. We don't have a huge activity, but we meet regularly, and of course it depends very much on the interest of the ambassador of the other country in order to develop or to deepen this relationship. And so we have different degrees of involvement. It depends very much on the personality, of course, of the chairing of the group, but also mainly on the ambassador. But we think that this friendship group can meet another period of life with this new ambassador I met in lunch, and I think she's very much interested in knowing us better and in finding out what we can learn together in order to approach our relationships. So I would give the floor to my colleagues in order they can tell you about our experience in this friendship group. And Professor Pedro Lins belongs to the party, one of the parties supporting the government. But as you know, I am socialist, and besides being chairing this committee, I am also president of Socialist Party, and we are always quarreling, but with a lot of friendship. And Professor Pedro Lins is a very known university teacher, and he develops a long, long career of a civil servant, and very interested in research in agricultural fields. So, and we have so many links with your plants and with your trees.
Yes, yes. Já agora pode
here
falar do
in
rugby.
Portugal.
Já agora também pode
and
falar
rugby.
Do rugby.
He's calling
the rugby.
Up my attention about rugby. So, Professor, perhaps
yes.
You have something to tell to our senator. I don't know if you want to say anything.
Sim, eu percebi, e enfim, acho que não tenho mais nada a acrescentar. Muito obrigado. Thank you. In this moment, I think that it's possible to work in the future project for the plan d'activités the
2013.
Yes, with the Portugal-Australia, because I think that is the work the last year is a good work. I think that is continued this work. Yes?
Yes.
We try to develop the relationship between our universities and yours.
Yeah.
And I think we had this another field to explore in the network in research, medical and biological ones,
that.
Because you are very strong in that. We are very strong in that. We are very small, but very strong in that field. And I think it would be very, very interesting to have some partnership in this kind of networks, because nowadays, as you know, it's only IT, almost only IT. So, and we need to know what each one is doing in order not to repeat and to put all our commitment in giving life to people and health to
exactly.
people. I think this is very, very interesting. And of course, other fields of research, like the agriculture one.
Yes.
I think it's very important. And perhaps we could learn each other, and I think we could know each other better.
Agriculture e a saúde, exatamente.
Please.
Another Yes, I know.
Well, thank you. I fully agree with the description you've made about the tasks of our friendship group. And I believe that the main word is really friendship, because those parliamentarian friendship group, they are not precisely institutional. You have relations between both parliaments as such, both governments as such. But when we deal with these friendship groups, we deal with friendship. Yeah. And it is very important for the success of our political and economical relations to take these opportunities. I think that we have very good experiences with friendship groups and other experiences which are not so successful, because it really depends on the political will and it depends on our initiatives. It is, of course, true that the ambassadors from both countries, we speak now with the ambassador of Australia here in Portugal, but we have our contacts, of course, with the Portuguese ambassador in Australia, and they know better which are the initiatives and the opportunities that we should explore. We should bear in mind that we want to have a relation with the friendship group in Australia. So we have to find a way to do so. We live quite far, but we have to find a way to do it. despite this fact, the most favorable opportunities to have your ambassador here, and we will of course make use of this opportunity and try to explore which kind of initiatives serve better our interests, our common interests, and the need to develop the political and economic relations between Portugal and Australia.
There is one thing that I should inform you now that you just prompted in my mind, and that is that we have our elections coming up this year. The our parliament will be prorogued on the 12th of August, with the election being held on the 14th of September. Once parliament is prorogued, all our friendship groups are disbanded and they're reformed in the next parliament. So there will be a gap in that sense from the 12th of August until Parliament is called together again, which I suspect will not be until probably mid to late November for a formal opening. So I hear what you say, but I just advise that there is that hiatus in our in the way in which we do business. Would you like to say anything? I just wonder if it might be appropriate before we go to others if we let the ambassador have a few words.
Thank you, Senator. I'll make these words brief. But I just wanted to say that I'm very keen to continue the work of my predecessor, of Patrick Lawless, to work on the connections between the embassy and the friendship group. I take your point about the direct links as well, and maybe we can think a little bit imaginatively about that too, to overcome some of those what we used to call tyrannies of distance, but call less so now because Australians travel so much, including to Europe. So I'm very pleased to be here and to meet you. And I look forward to us getting together and working out the best ways of furthering our friendship and the partnership, including in the kinds of areas that you were talking about, in current quite challenging circumstances and in an election year in Australia, which poses its own challenges. So I look forward to that, and I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to be here with the Senator today visit. So thank you.
Thank you. Just to say
some few words, because I had the pleasure to be the one that created the first friendship group from Portugal, between Portugal and Australia. And I have a big relation with that country, because I visit normally Australia twice a year, because we have a Portuguese community, important Portuguese community, mainly in Sydney, in Perth, in Melbourne. On the next June, I'll be there again. On the June 10th, I'll be in Melbourne, but I don't know if before or after that, I'll be also in again in Sydney, in Perth and Fremantle and Darwin again. So I would like, the most important thing I would like to say is that we are very proud for the important assistance that your government give us related to the teaching of the Portuguese language for the Portuguese sons. I had the opportunity to be involved with that program, and for us it's one honor to have that support from the Australian government. We have now about, in those three cities, we have about 2,500 children learning Portuguese. Yeah, most of them sons, Portuguese sons. So for us, that program is very, very important, and it's also one of the reasons why I visit with that regularity your country. So thank you very much for that support, and I hope that you have a nice day in Portugal. Today you have not a bad, you don't have a bad weather, but for winter it's not bad. So have a good time here.
I'm sorry because I was a bit late, but it was another mission I must to do in a few minutes. I was at the first audition in the Culture Commission, and in the sequence of what I listened there, I think I could say that our parliament and also our group could be a good friend on the technology question about parliaments, because we have that experience, we have a good evolution on the use of the technology on the old space and on the internet space. So I think we have a good experience, not only the deputies, but also the services. And it could be a good contribute to our our exchange, I think. Also, I think we could be good partners when we speak about heritage. Portugal has good experiences on that area, and I think our friendship group could do some work on that area. That's all. Okay.
Well, Senator, we already heard about you. I don't know if you want to finish the meeting now, because it's scheduled for the meeting with the Foreign Office, Foreign Affairs Committee, and it will be held in this same room.
I think we have essentially covered the elements that need to be covered in our discussion, because I have laid down how I understand the relationship exists in Canberra with your ambassador and our friendship group. I'm not trying, as I said, to dictate the way here, but you know, it's helpful to hear the enthusiasm that exists around this table for the relationship, and I'm sure the ambassador can speak for herself, but it must warm the heart of the ambassador to know that there is this enthusiasm in the parliament to see the ongoing and the relationship and an extension and development of our relationship in other ways. So I congratulate you and thank you for being friends of the Australian government, but more importantly, from my perspective, the Australian Parliament. And I think that the fostering of our parliament-to-parliament relationships is always terribly important. Not easily done, but nonetheless important. And I thank you and trust that if we meet with the Foreign Affairs Committee, we'll be meeting many of you again.
Yes.